In this bulletin, more states to allow quarantine-free international arrivals. The Federal Education Minister says schools are undermining confidence in liberal democracy. And in motorsport, a high-profile driver calls for Formula One to return to Africa. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says he hopes the state has very few COVID-19 rules or restrictions by Christmas. It comes as Melbourne emerged from another long COVID-19 lockdown. Mr. Andrews suggested that if vaccine targets continue to be met, restrictions can soon be eased further.
90.5% of Victorians have now had a first dose, and 71.1% of Victorians aged over 16 are fully protected. That's why today we can end the lockdown. That's why today we can begin really meaningful steps to open up our city and state. We believe that next weekend, so not tomorrow, but the weekend after, we believe that we will reach the 80% double dose mark. And if we can go further, then of course we will make announcements to that effect.
The state recorded 2,189 new COVID-19 cases, and there are another 16 deaths. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton has warned COVID-19 will increase as restrictions ease.
But as we start to reopen, there will be more COVID in the community, really, than at any other point in time. Many of those people will have mild illness because they're fully vaccinated. Many of those settings will have fully vaccinated people. But recognising that children will also be in those places, and some exempt individuals will be in those places, and that getting vaccinated doesn't mean that you're absolutely guaranteed not to get the virus. You can get mild illness and you can pass it on. So we have to bear in mind those other really important protections.
Victoria is scrapping quarantine for fully vaccinated travellers arriving from overseas, bringing the state's settings into line with New South Wales. Travellers will no longer need to quarantine either at home or in hotels if they're fully vaccinated and test negative to COVID-19 before their flight and then 24 hours after arrival. The change will come into effect on November 1st. And Tasmania will reopen its borders on December 15 to people who are fully vaccinated. A prop gun fired by actor Alec Baldwin on the set of his latest film has killed his director of photography and injured the director. Police in the US state of New Mexico say Baldwin discharged the weapon during the filming of the 19th century Western Rust. A woman was taken to hospital but died of her injuries. A man, the film's director, has been receiving emergency care. The woman has been named as 42-year-old Helena Hutchins, who was working as the director of photography, while the man being treated is 48-year-old Joel Souza. Detectives are investigating how and what type of projectile was discharged from the misfiring prop. The deputy leader of the New South Wales Liberals, Stuart Ayres, has told a corruption hearing the Office of Sport was asked to urgently prepare a funding submission for a gun club in Wagga Wagga because it had taken too long. The Independent Commission Against Corruption is investigating the conduct of former Premier Gladys Berejiklian and now ex-boyfriend Darryl Maguire in relation to two grants in his former electorate. Darryl Maguire resigned in disgrace from the Liberal Party and then from the Parliament in 2018 after admitting to the ICAC he'd sought payment to help broker a deal for a Chinese property developer. This week, the ICAC heard evidence from the Director of the Office for Sport, Michael Toohey, that he was asked to process a funding submission for the Australian Clay Target Association in 2016 in just one day. But Mr. Ayres, who is not accused of any wrongdoing, says the office had already taken too long to prepare it.
I don't recall anything that's at all that is about speeding up. They're just looking at these emails, obviously 5 years ago. That just looks to me like the department hasn't moved the speed that we wanted to.
Mr. Ayres also told the hearing he believed the project had a lot of merit. Australia's Education Minister has called for the overhauled national curriculum to have a greater focus on Western history. Alan Tudge says current proposals would not help lift national education standards. Mr. Tudge spoke to the media after an address at the Centre for Independent Studies.
And I was particularly concerned with the way that history was presented. believed that it presented such a negative view of Australia and wasn't imparting the knowledge to students about the origins of our liberal democracy and instilling pride in our country.
And in sport, seven-time Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton has welcomed the sport's expansion in the United States, but he's calling for it to return to South Africa. And now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 41 degrees. Adelaide, showers, 19. Melbourne, showers and 17. Hobart, similar forecast, 15 degrees. Also showers in Canberra, 25. Wollongong, a shower or two, 22. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, a possible storm, 29. Brisbane, showers developing, 31. Cairns, cloudy and 33. And Darwin, also cloudy and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.